You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with, once again, Mr. Jake Rudy, Director of Marketing and Business Development for Red Stack Fulfillment, a U.S.-based e-commerce provider that specializes in order fulfillment for e-commerce stores. Mr. Rudy, certainly a pleasure to have you back with us here on e-commerce radio.
Good afternoon, Eric. A pleasure to be back.
And good afternoon to you, and certainly appreciate your time. So for starters, can you explain at a broad level what kitting product pairing is?
Absolutely. So kitting is a strategy that's used a lot of the times in marketplaces like Amazon or eBay. And it's essentially just putting together multiple SKUs of products. So, you know, instead of just selling one SKU individually, you're going to offer a handful of SKUs together. But there's another aspect of kitting, which is sort of the opposite in the sense where maybe if you sell case quantities of products, you've also got the flexibility to divide those cases once they're in your third-party warehouse into individual selling units. So it kind of goes both ways. A lot of times there's a lot of content out there about combining products on Amazon, for example, but a lot of people don't realize the benefit that potentially breaking down a case once it's in your fulfillment warehouse can give you.
It does seem relatively simple. So how does kitting help online sellers to be more profitable?
So the big thing, and particularly for those marketplace sellers, by offering a bundle or a kitted product together, you're really differentiating yourself. So if we take an example of, let's say I've got a bunch of school supplies available on an Amazon storefront or my own e-commerce store, and I've got packs of pens and sticky notes and spiral-bound notebooks that are all for sale, rather than fighting for my placement on Amazon for each individual SKU and trying to get as much visibility as possible, I could create a whole separate SKU that includes maybe one pack of pen and three quantities of my sticky notes and five quantity of my spiral bound notebooks. And so I put all this together, and what it really does is help to simplify the purchase decision for someone who's online shopping for these items. If I know I need to get a handful of college-bound notebooks and pens and all this other school supplies, and I see, hey, here's this one product. It's at a lower price than what all those SKUs would be combined. I'm a lot more likely to click on that and make that purchase. So it really helps to simplify the purchase decision for someone on Amazon or on your e-commerce store. But there's another aspect of it where it can actually make you more profitable per transaction. And so the one obvious element here is that your transaction is going to be larger if you combine all of these products together. But you're probably going to offer a bundle or a kid product at a slightly lower price than what the one pack of pens, the three sticky notes, and the five spiral notebooks would be all together. So even though it might seem like the per unit profitability is a little bit lower, one huge element that kitting can help deal with is your shipping cost. So there was a 60 Minutes interview with Jeff Bezos in, I believe, 2014, and he made an off-the-cuff remark that something like 80% of Amazon orders were less than 5 pounds. So we've got this huge volume of orders that are less than 5 pounds, and that's actually where dimensional weight can really hurt online sellers. for those who don't know, dimensional weight is just a way that FedEx or UPS can calculate the cost of shipping outside of just the base weight of a parcel. So, you know, a parcel that weighs 3 pounds, but it's 12 inches in length by 10 inches in length by 4 inches in height. FedEx, for example, is actually going to bill that as if it weighed 4 pounds. So for these lighter weight items, when you kit products together, you can actually increase the profitability of each parcel because your shipping rate, you're shipping more product, you're making more revenue per the same shipping cost. So if I stick with this, you know, the school supplies example, let's say that you've got an online store that sells textbooks, and you sell one eighth grade science textbook for $40. And that parcel to ship one textbook, it weighs 1 pound. And let's say you ship it in that same 12 by 10 by 4 box. Even though the parcel actually weighs 1 pound, UPS is going to bill you as if it weighed 3 pounds, and FedEx is going to bill you as if it weighed 4 pounds. So we'll keep numbers even. Let's say it costs $10 to ship that parcel. If we use a kitting strategy or a bundle strategy, and we offer, let's say, an eighth grade textbook bundle that is a science textbook, a history textbook, and a math textbook, and it's $100, so a little bit less revenue per textbook, but all three of those textbooks combined, let's say that parcel's 3 pounds, you're still falling into the same cost of shipping of about $10, because between the actual weight or the dim weight, FedEx and UPS are only going to bill you three or four pounds. So you've now generated $100 worth of revenue, but you're only incurring the same expense of about $10 to ship it. So you've significantly improved your profit margin across the board. And then the other element of introducing some sort of a kitting strategy is that it really helps you to optimize your inventory for products that might be slow turning, and it also drastically reduces your return rate. So there's a lot of different elements that can help benefit your online storefront, or if you're an Amazon, eBay seller, your seller account by bundling these products together.
Certainly some interesting and very helpful information today. We are visiting with Mr. Jake Rudy, once again, Director of Marketing and Business Development for Red Stack Fulfillment, a U.S.-based e-commerce provider that specializes in order fulfillment for e-commerce stores here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, operationally, what's required to be able to implement a successful kitting process?
So this is really where a third-party fulfillment company like RedStag, or if you're an Amazon seller, Amazon has some ability to help do these things for you. But this is where that partnership really helps to shine through. So to understand operationally what has to happen, you first got to understand the basic method in which warehouse management systems track individual inventory. So at RedStag, when we receive products, we open up an entire trailer, we can pull out entire pallets, and we're going to scan every individual unit as it enters our warehouse at its selling unit level. So if you've got cases of product that you're selling alongside individual units, we're going to open those cases and literally scan in every individual unit. So you've got, you've got tracked inventory at a unit level. Now, what this does is, let's say you've got a olive oil company. You sell olive oil primarily to restaurants, but maybe around the holiday season, you take orders from individuals and ship to their homes as well. It makes for a good holiday gift. The majority of the time, we may be receiving cases of your inventory. And let's say that there's 12 to a case. And those are what's shipping out, you know, 10 or 11 months out of the year to restaurants. But the ability to break down a case and kind of do that reverse kitting process of, okay, I've got 100 cases in live inventory. Maybe I didn't anticipate demand correctly this holiday season, or there was a sudden surge in individual orders online. From a reverse kitting perspective, operationally, if you have the ability to take, okay, let's take these 10 cases that I have, open them up and break them down into individual selling units, you've all of a sudden really shortened your supply chain because you can be a lot more agile with the inventory that you have. And you don't have to wait a week or 2 weeks or whatever your lead time is to get a whole new freight order delivered to your fulfillment warehouse. So operationally, the ability to break down a case in your fulfillment house into individual selling units is really a huge time saver and money saver, but in your ability to be agile with your inventory. And the other operational aspect that you're going to want to ask about if you're using a third-party fulfillment warehouse is going to be, you know, do they require you to kit inventory up front at the receiving process, or can you kit inventory at the packing process? So the difference is, if I'm that textbook company and I've got those three individual textbooks that I'm selling and I want to sell that eighth grade bundle, do I need to bundle together all that inventory at the front end? And, you know, again, try to anticipate how many sales of that bundle I'm going to have. Or can I simply list that bundle on my Shopify store, let's say, and every time an order is placed for that particular SKU, can I just initiate a picking process that says, okay, let's grab that science textbook, that history textbook, and that math textbook? It sounds like minute differences, but it allows, if you've got a fulfillment warehouse that can offer both strategies, it allows you to be a lot more lean with your inventory and even test out the profitability of bundling products together, you know, without having to designate a handful of your inventory to those kitted products.
Now, tying back to the dim weight issue, are fulfillment companies able to lend assistance in this area as well?
So, yeah, the dim weight is what's affecting a lot of online sellers, particularly those who sell products that are lightweight, so that under 5 pounds area. For the first time since dim weight was introduced in 2015, as of January of this year, FedEx and UPS have slightly different formulas for the way that they calculate the dimensional weight of a parcel. And in addition to that, the base rates of FedEx and UPS are also slightly different. They usually just mirror each other perfectly. So when you're working with a fulfillment company, a lot of times they can offer one of two things: either an increased dim factor, so the higher the divisor there, the less of an adverse effect it's going to have on the build weight of your parcel, and or they can also offer discounts on the base daily rates. So either one of those is going to help, particularly for those lightweight shippers, but either one of those solutions are going to help, particularly for those lightweight shippers, you know, significantly to reduce their cost of shipping.
Mr. Rudy, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, final words, or a piece of advice? You've shared a wealth of information already, but anything else in conclusion?
Really just kitting and product pairing it's a relatively simple way to make your product listing stand out, especially if you're competing on a marketplace like Amazon or eBay. But if you really want to use this strategy to increase your sales, you've got to ensure that your fulfillment operations, whether that's in-house or with a third-party company, can efficiently process your requests and needs.
Well, Mr. Rudy, where can listeners get more information accordingly on Red Stack Fulfillment, and how can one be in touch as well?
Well, you can contact us through the website, just redstagfulfillment.com, or reach us at 888 888- 772-0271.
Excellent. Well, Mr. Rudy, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks for all the information and for your time and for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Eric, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for the time.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Jake Rudy, Director of Marketing and Business Development for Red Stack Fulfillment, a U.S.-based e-commerce provider that specializes in order fulfillment for e-commerce stores. And for more information, simply visit redstagfulfillment.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.